I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily and happy Friday. It's Friday today. It's time for us to enter the weekend. I don't know who feels like they're actually having proper weekends anymore. I've kind of gone back to that space where I feel like my days are blurring together a little bit. If you are in a part of the world right now where there are lockdowns happening again and you're finding yourself more isolated, know you are not alone. And try to really separate your Monday through Friday, your work week, if you're working, from your weekends in different ways. Even if you're not leaving the house, we have to have some sort of distinction between what goes on at work and what goes on at home.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So today we are going to have a self-care practice that's really centered around that. I think for a lot of us, we're experiencing so much stress these days, and not having that clear divide between when your workday ends and when your off time begins is a huge source of more stress. So today I want to make sure that you actually can step into the weekend having the weekend feel like a real weekend. So the moment you end your workday today, I want you to give yourself a self-care practice that allows you to really transition into your home life, into your off time. Even if you have some work to do this Saturday and Sunday, I want you to pretend and imagine as if this weekend really just is time for you. If you're working at all this weekend, I want you to think of it as your weekend is your off time. Your weekend is your time for fun, for pleasure, for joy, and it is distinctly different from what happens in your work week. So if you have any work to do, that work is actually happening as a little pocket in your me time versus having work be something that just sort of extends into every single day, and then we don't really have any clear lines between on and off. So at the end of your workday, what is a practice you can do to make sure that you really have a clear transition from work to home? If you're working at home, I highly suggest having a specific dedicated area of your home where your work actually happens. In that case, you can actually step away from your computer, from your workspace. I have an office room, for instance. So for me, it's easier to really transition from that work time. Do I just step into another part of my house where I normally don't do a lot of work? If you don't have a dedicated room for like an office or something in your house, make a little nook, right? So make sure that all your work happens in that area of the house. When your workday is over, close your computer, like turn it all the way off, even if you're going to turn it on later to watch Netflix or something. Turn it all the way off and have that as a ritual of, I am done with work right now. So you close your applications, close your email, close Zoom, all the things that you're using for your workday. Turn the computer off and put it away, leaving that space of your work so that you can actually enter the rest of your home and have that be a place for joy and pleasure right now. And then what is a practice after you've done that that really helps you transition from that energy of work into the energy of play or pleasure? For me, something that's super, super helpful is not only leaving the area of work, but actually getting out of the house, right? If you work in a place where you actually get to go to work every single day, then you won't have this problem so much, because normally as we go from work to home, that transition happens naturally on the commute or in the car or on your walk from the office back home. But if you're working at home, you need to actually leave your house. Doesn't matter if that's a 10-minute walk around the block, even if it's late at night, even if it's dark outside, even if it's cold. You know, bundle up, get dressed, go outside and give yourself a brisk 10-minute walk so that when you step back into your house, you can do that with a different energy, right? If you have a dog, this is why having dogs is so great, because you have that need to actually go outside several times a day. If you have a dog, give your dog a walk. Have that as a habit at the end of your workday, and especially at the end of your workday on Friday. And then when you come back home from your walk or from whatever thing you're doing outside, I like to go for a little run. I walk the dogs with my daughter. If, you know, we're lucky, we live in Aruba, we can go to the beach and take a dip in the ocean. I know most people come December can't really do that, but some transition into being outside so that when you come home again, you come home to a different kind of home. You come home to your weekend home instead of coming home to your work week home. What is something you can do when you come home to actually have that transition be reflected in what your home feels like? On Friday afternoons or Friday evenings, I like to light candles all around the house. I have certain incense that I burn only on the weekends. Like literally, I only burn this incense when I'm totally off. And that smell and that feel of candles around, I play some jazz. Like we have that kind of weekend vibe beginning at the house. It helps me relax and it sort of tells my nervous system that, yeah, I'm not on anymore. No more emails, no more computer time, no more meetings, but this is time for me to be off, even though I'm off in the same house that I'm also on working from, right? So some sort of physical transition in your house, and then have a practice at the end of the day that brings you back home to you. Rolling out your mat for a yoga class is a beautiful way to do that, or just to stretch a little bit, maybe a couple of minutes of meditation or a shaking meditation. It's great for end of day. Moving your body somehow, journaling a little bit, some kind of self-care practice that really solidifies that, yes, I am in my body now and it's time for me to enjoy my Friday night and the weekend ahead. I hope you really take this self-care practice to heart. This is not just a self-care practice for the weekend, but something to do for the end of every day, right? So we have that clear division between work and play, because right now, come Friday evening, it's time for play. It's time to take care of you. I wish you a beautiful weekend filled with pleasure and self-care. Yoga Girl Daily will be back on Monday.